Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across much of Israel, with clear skies making it a pleasant evening, perfect for those enjoying the night outdoors in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Netanyahu claims Israeli strikes on Iran have prevented a mass death, defending wartime decisions despite criticism of a U.S.-Iran pact. Also from the Jerusalem Post, military officials from IDF and Mossad express opposition to the Iran nuclear deal, favoring continued sanctions over perceived missile threats. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, the U.S.-Iran deal receives mixed reactions, despair in Israel, joy in Lebanon, and hope in Iran. Separately, the Forward highlights how the Iran war has ended poorly for the U.S. and even worse for Israel, with a budding peace deal showing profound setbacks. And finally, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, a move that could disrupt negotiations and reignite conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS English posted minutes ago that the IDF intercepted several rockets launched by Hezbollah towards southern Lebanon. Earlier, Hezbollah had fired an anti-tank missile and mortars without causing injuries. Amichai Stein noted earlier today that Hezbollah continues to breach the ceasefire, launching multiple attacks on IDF forces. The Israeli Air Force responded with precision strikes to neutralize threats. Ynet Global posted recently about northern Israelis feeling betrayed by the Iran deal, worried their security was traded for U.S. interests, as Netanyahu promises continued vigilance. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu's comments on Israeli strikes. He argues that actions against Iran have pushed back nuclear threats for years, aiming to justify recent military strategies. Despite criticism from some quarters, Netanyahu insists these actions were necessary for national security, suggesting new agreements with the U.S. may not fully address regional dangers. Turning to the mixed reactions on the U.S.-Iran deal. The Times of Israel notes that while some Lebanese welcome the potential peace, Israelis remain skeptical about security outcomes. The contrasting perspectives highlight the challenge in balancing regional stability with diplomatic aspirations. Meanwhile, Iran's missile launch at Israel, reported by Axios, marks a significant escalation. This aggressive act threatens ongoing negotiations, raising fears of renewed hostilities. The region now faces increased tension, with potential impacts on future diplomatic efforts. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that France will permanently shut some Israeli defense booths at the Eurosatory Arms Fair, impacting several Israeli firms. Separately, CTEC highlights Israel's race to prevent summer aviation chaos at Ben-Gurion Airport as the government works to relocate American refueling aircraft and avoid flight disruptions. And finally, Globes reports that a new hotel will be built at Ben-Gurion Airport, adding an 8-floor facility atop the baggage screening building near Terminal 3. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.